Hey, patient last name is Lim, L-I-M. First name is J-I-M. Date of visit is November 6, 2025. Date of visit is November 6, 2025. Patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury, first up, but it was in February of 2012. Comma, a patient was in Afghanistan, first up. A patient tells me that he was in a military vehicle, first up. He was inside a front passenger, first up. He tells me that the vehicle hit an IED, first up. There was an explosion and blast, first up. A patient tells me that he did not hit the head, first up. He tells me that he was restrained inside the vehicle, first up. He tells me that his head did not hit anything, first up. But however, the blast and the explosion and the shock wave caused him to have loss of consciousness for about a few seconds, approximately 5 seconds, first up. Vision tells me that he continued on his mission. Next paragraph. Vision tells me that in 2012, Vision was also in an Afghanistan base. Vision tells me that while he was in the base, they were under constant mortar attacks. Vision was under attacks by mortars and rockets. There were gunfires. A patient tells me that he did not have any head injury. First up, there was no physical injury. First up, there's no physical injury to his head. First up, however, he tells me that the constant blast and explosion caused him to have headaches. First up, denies any loss of consciousness from these blast explosions in the base. A patient tells me that he has constant headaches, difficulty concentrating and focus. Patient has memory lapses. Patient has poor memory. Patient has ringing in the ears. Patient was also diagnosed with PTSD. He tells me that he's getting treatment for the PTSD. Patient tells me that he's currently not working. He tells me that his headaches and concentration difficulties affecting him to work. Patient's ringing the ears. Patient has memory losses and he's not able to work. It is my medical opinion that a patient did not sustain traumatic brain injury. It is my medical opinion that the IED explosion when he was in the military vehicle was not severe enough to cause traumatic brain injury. A patient tells me that he was inside of the military vehicle in the front passenger seat. He tells me that there was no physical injury to his head. A patient tells me that he was strapped in with the seatbelt in his military vehicle. He did not have any physical trauma to his head. It is my opinion that the patient did not sustain a traumatic brain injury from that. The patient tells me that there were many mortar attacks and rocket explosions at his base in Afghanistan. The patient tells me that he did not have any physical injury to his head. There's no loss of consciousness. It is my opinion that he did not sustain traumatic brain injury from that. Next paragraph, his current symptoms of difficulty concentrate, memory poor, memory lapses, are likely signs and symptoms from his PTSD. He's being treated for PTSD. I believe that majority of the symptoms are related to his PTSD. This marks the end of dictation.